The Mount is a turn-of-the-century home designed and built by Edith Wharton in 1902 in Lenox, Massachusetts. A National Historic Landmark. Today, the Mount is a cultural center that celebrates the intellectual, artistic, and humanitarian legacy of Edith Wharton. The Mount's executive director, Susan Whistler, joins us now to tell us what they have coming up this summer. And just not to give you too much away here, it's a lot. And it's a great pleasure to have Susan back on the program. How are you?
I'm well, Joe, and very glad to be here. Thanks
it's
for hosting me.
Always a pleasure to have you here and to find out what's happening at one of our favorite places. So when you look at putting together the summer, you have a I assume you've had fun putting all of these vast things together.
Oh, it's been incredible. We had a great winter planning, and I just want to start with probably one of our most successful events, which is our Monday lecture series. We've got a great lineup of authors, and it sold out during the preview sale within 24 hours. And so I just would love to let your audience know that we added second lecture to every single one, and so there are tickets still available. So please check our website, edithwharton.org. But a lot of these authors, Joe, I'm sure you have probably interviewed on air here.
We have. And how? Let's just, before we talk a little bit about the series, about the individual events, how did you get started doing a lecture series and feel that that's so important to your mission and what you do?
The lecture series is probably our longest running program. It started over 20 years ago. It started as a Women of Achievement series, and it's kind of morphed into more what I would call a biography series. And we are fortunate to have the sponsorship of Blantyre, so while we don't pay honorariums, we provide very comfortable accommodations. And Wharton's literary legacy still carries incredible punch, and so we've been able to attract really just the top class of biographers and authors. And again, it sells out very quickly, but we are very happy to say that we've added a second lecture.
Okay, so these will begin. These are underway, right?
Will begin the 11th of July.
Okay,
with Jay Perini talking about Gore Vidal, it's every Monday and now Tuesday, July and August. So Louisa Thomas speaking about Mrs. Adams, Janice Nomura, Daughters of the Samurai, Howard Bloom, The Last Good Night, and on and on and on, and sort of concluding with Simon Winchester talking about his most recent biography, or not biography, but his
beautiful history
rendition of the Pacific.
Yes. So just so I understand, so both, they will be doing a lecture on both Monday and Tuesday?
Either back-to-back on Monday. You'll have to check the website because it was kind of a scramble trying to get the authors lined up. But it will either be a second lecture at 11 a.m. on Monday morning or 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning.
But it's lovely to know that there's that kind of response, that that's necessary.
It was a huge sort of affirmation that we're on the right track with our programming from the adult side. And then the other wonderful thing we've done this year is add a lot of family-friendly and teen and kid programs. So, and I guess the one I am most proud of is our Music After Hours, which is our Jazz on the Terrace. And that's every Friday and Saturday night starting in July. It's sponsored by Classical Tents. It's free. We're upwards of 500 people per jazz session, and it runs from 5 to 8, and the lawns are open, dogs are welcome, kids are welcome. It's just a great family time.
And it's a time to not only enjoy the music, but to enjoy the place and the surroundings and the beauty.
That's right. The dusk hour of at the Mount with the fountains and the sun going down and the moon rising. It's just an incredibly serene, gracious, elegant place to be.
When you look to program for the summer and for the season, how much of are you looking at a mission, and how much of it is, I mean, obviously every organization has a mission, but you look at that, or do you experiment too and think, oh, we can try this and see how it goes and bring new things in and see what works within the confines of the Mount?
It's a combination. Certainly, to the extent that we bring in Wharton scholars, which we try to do on a regular basis to talk about various aspects of Wharton's life, that's very mission-specific. But we're lucky that Wharton had so many passions and interests that one can really go almost anywhere. And so we're pretty entrepreneurial in the way that we program. And so if if a book gets rave reviews or an emerging author is being somehow compared to Edith Wharton, we pretty much just seize the opportunity and go for it. And so, mm-hmm. but it's allowed us to have incredible variety. And the other thing that we realize is that this elegant classical setting is just the perfect backdrop for almost anything. So hence our outdoor sculpture show in partnership with Sculpture Now. We've got 30 new pieces that went up just a couple of weeks ago. It's a great show with a lot of variety. Aluminum, steel, concrete, mesh, resin, concrete, you name it, it's probably in the show.
One of the things that you do that I love, do you also have, there's a purity to this as well, which is you will have readings of Edith Wharton's work on Wednesdays and the short fiction.
Yes, that's right. We read her short stories on the terrace. That's in partnership with the various theater companies. We use, veteran actors who just are so excited to have material that is so good. And so it's at 5 in the afternoon on Wednesdays, out on the terrace. You can have a glass of wine, close your eyes, be transported by Wharton herself, and still make your reservation for dinner.
Which is always a good thing to look forward to. And as far as the actual, how do you envision a typical day for a visitor to the Berkshires or someone who lives in the Berkshires or somebody who's traveling to the Berkshires from this region, coming there and spending a day, because there are the programs, but then you could spend a whole day just doing what you do so well and going through that house and so forth.
Yeah.
And visit the grounds.
Well, I think we are finding that our average visit is about 4 hours now, exclusive of a program. We've opened up new walking trails all through the woods and actually down across a meadow that abuts our property. There's the sculpture to see. We offer a variety of tours on a daily basis. So one could really make a very nice day of it, either alone or in combination with many of the other cultural attractions that are around. This coming Friday, it's June 24th, we'll be open to the public for free. It's Free Fun Friday, and it's sponsored by the Highland Street Foundation. Tanglewood is also going to be free that day, so a nice kind of combo day might be bringing the family and going to Tanglewood and then stopping at the Mount. And I think that would be a very full day.
Lovely thing to do for the day. Your season runs through, when you program, you run usually through the fall? Is that typically what you try to do?
Our heaviest programming runs into the fall, but we will continue to host events through the winter in the main house itself. We convert the drawing room into a mini theater, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so we actually ran a film series last winter and had lectures, probably two or three lectures a month. And so just to keep our people's awareness of the Mount out there, and as we continue to take baby steps towards becoming a full-fledged year-round cultural attraction.
I did want to mention, you have a lot coming up just in the next couple of weeks, but in September you have Billy Collins
We
coming.
Have Billy Collins, yes.
That's very cool.
We are very excited about that. That's one that we might have to move to a different venue. We're watching those ticket reservations very closely.
That's September 9th, and he will just be talking and reading selections
from his
work.
Reading his work, yes. And that's a program that we are able to present thanks to the generosity of the Amy Clampett Fund.
When you think of the, again, I talk about your mission, but you've been able to really, this was an organization that had financial troubles.
This is true.
And now you seem to be each year, you've made incredible repairs to various parts of the property. You have these programs, they're selling out. I mean, all of this seems to show a great progression with, and it may not seem like it to you, but with some rapidity that it happened fairly quickly.
Yes, the turnaround has been amazing, and I think it's in part because by necessity we had to become very creative.
Yes.
And it was through that process that we learned that one can enhance vibrancy very easily and very efficiently through partnerships. And so there are many, many fine organizations, whether it's actors or writers or playwrights or social service organizations who have a great talent, but not necessarily a venue in which to produce it. And so through our cultural partners, we've been at it, sort of like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. I mean, there's all of this activity, but we import most of it. And it just is a win-win for all the organizations.
And it doesn't hurt when a former First Lady of the United States shows up and says, good work.
No, that always helps. And that happened actually this past Saturday.
Yes.
With Laura Bush, who came probably for the sixth time, Girls Day Out, and she comes to the Mount on a regular basis.
And what does that tell you about that need and that want for a lot of us that we want to keep going there to learn different aspects, to learn different facets of this amazing woman?
Well, I think it just speaks to her depth and also to the incredible beauty of her, the place that she created. I mean, every season, almost every week, you could come to the Mount and have a different experience by virtue of what's in bloom, what is the undergrowth in the woods look like, what birds are singing. It looks different in every season and is certainly worth, you know, multiple visits.
Well, you can go to edithwharton.org to find out more information about the entire season for the summer, find out the schedule for the events. We have half a minute, but was there anything that I missed?
Oh, well, I think the Touchstone series. Kate Bullock is coming back.
Yep.
And the cultural critic A.O. Scott will be part of the lineup along with Katie Roif and another great author whose name has escaped me.
Yes, but really great stuff. And
yes.
A.O. Scott's new book is incredible. So that's wonderful as well. You can find out about the entire schedule by going to edithwharton.org, edithwharton.org. The Mount is in Lenox, Massachusetts. And again, you can find out about their offerings by going to edithwharton.org. Susan Whistler, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Have a beautiful summer, and I look forward to having you back very soon and seeing you soon.
Okay, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to seeing you on property.
Look forward to it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.